It was the tape.
No. Let's turn to the Rajbo, the Chidusha Rajbo and Yuki Mori. Now, Hoche Goris Rach, Hoche Goris Rarzal, Yodle Nayer, Goofy Nayer, Yodle Bosa Goofy Kirire, Vule Binna Kire. Goofy Hava Kire. Virashi Zal Kosav Dul Yasin Yodle Bosa Goofy Kirire, Vule Boya Kire. The Tarti, the Seri, it's a mistake here, the Seri, El Hoche Gasino, Yodle Nayer, Goofy Nayer. Pirush Yodol Inayach al Gabi Karki, Guf Inayach al Gabi Karki, Vilka Chava Akira. In other words, so there is no doubt that the Rashbo means what the Ritva says, I mean the so-called Ritva, that we saw last time. So according to Rashi's Girse, so the difference between Akira's Gufei and Akira's Yodei is when the Gemara asks, Vindimil Yodei. So in other words, if Akira's Gufei is Akira's Chayvet, so why does the Mishnah say? That if the only stretches out his hand and into the bais, and then the bais puts the Chayvet into the only's hand, so and then the only pulls back his hand, so the only is poter. But if Akira's Gufei is Akira's Chayvet, so when the Balabais puts the Chayvetz into the Oni's hand, then the Oni pulls it back, so then there is just as Akira's Gufei is Akira's Chayvetz. So when the Balabais puts it in his hand, then he makes an Akira's Yodei. So let it be considered as Akira's Chayvetz, and then he certainly makes Anoch. So the Gemara says, Yodei Linayach. Gufei Nayach, Yodei Linayach. So what does it mean? Yodei Linayach. So how does the Ritva explain it? Yodel inayach al gabi karki. Yodel inayach al gabi karki. Mashein kei, when there is Nakira's Gufei, then it's al gabi karki. So what's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. When a person stands in one spot, and then he changes his position. So it doesn't mean that he changes the position of his legs. He changes the position of his legs, his guf, the whole load that is on his guf. Because he stands with the feet now, and so Bashenke, when he pulls back the hand, so Mimele, when a person changes his position, there is Nakira's, he makes Nakira's Gufe, so in effect, changes the position of the load from that spot to the other spot. Mashenke, when he moves the hand, the only moves back the hand. So then, it's not Nayach al Gabi Karke. So Mele, since it's not Nayach al Gabi Karke, so there is no Akira's Chayvetz. So the Ritva says, now, back to the Ritva. The Ritva says, now, Yodel Inayach, Gufe Nayach, Yodel Bosagubi Kirire, Gufe Menach Nayach, Kaha Girsi, Bifiru Shrach, Avor Rashi Zalui Goris, Alu Yodel Inoch, Gufinoch, who pierced the Yodel Nayach al Gabi Karke, Shimoche Potter, Vim Tamar him came up, Vishnos non Lissir Yodish or Abais, Oi, Shinotal Men of Haiti Potter, Sharil Yokro, Oilui Nia Bikarke, the Yodel Nayche. So why does the Mishneh say that if the Oni takes out the Chayvetz from the Balabai's end and then he pulls back his end towards the Rishus Arabim Mishayev? So the answer, Sharil Yokro, lo yinicha bikaki, lo yinayach v'yeish lima. Kim di hosom yode vi gufi b'shus achas, kim di gufi nayach, al gabi karak av yodik v'nachas. So this is the pshat in Rashi. When a person stands in the same rishus with his feet, his guf, and his hands in the same rishus, then it doesn't mean that only his feet stand in a certain spot in that rishus. His feet, his guf, his hand, his load, everything. And so Memele, the Balabais stands in the house with his goof and his hand and the object in one rishus. So that means that not only the feet of the balabais stand on that particular point in the house, the chayvetz, the loaf of bread that the balabais has in his hand, is also resting on that spot in the bais. And then when the oni takes it out actively, takes out that loaf of bread, he in effect takes it from the karke where the balabais stands. Because it's not only that the balabais feet stand on that spot in the karke. The balabais feet and his goof and the loaf of bread that is contained in his hand also stands on that spot. So when the oni takes it out from his hand, he in effect takes it out not from his hand, but he takes it out from that spot in the house. So Memele is the only Ischayev. Given the awesome, Yodhi Vigufi Bishusachas, given the Gufi Naichal Gabikake, Afyodhi Kimunachas. So the loaf of bread that is contained in the hand of the Balabais is not Munachal Pidin in the hand. It's Munach on the Karka where the feet stand. The feet stand. Just as you don't say that only the bottom of the feet is stands al gabi karke, not the top of the feet. I mean the whole feet. So the whole goof stands on that spot of the karke. And not only the whole goof, the hand too. And the loaf of bread that is contained in the hand also stands on that spot. And when the balabais, so in effect the loaf of bread is resting on the karke of the bais, not in the hand of the balabais. When the oni takes it out, he in effect removes it from that spot. This is what he says. Given the horse of Yodavi Gufi Bishusachas, given the Gufi Nayachal Gabikarakaf Yodikunachas, Aval Hecha the Gufi Bishusacher, Ein Yodi Beiser Bishusacher Kimunachas, Ufigir Sezu, Efsher, Shiminiach Yodi Bikarka, Vinosin Balabais Liseicho, Veheitzi, Heonichai. So suppose. Suppose that the oni put his hand mamish on the floor of the bais, an empty hand. Then the balabais put in that empty hand that is lying on the floor the loaf of bread, and then the oni pulled it out. So then it'll be chayev. Why? Because in the case where the hand with the oni does not put the hand on the karka, or let's say within Gimel Tvochem from the karka, so it is just as if it is on the karka. If the oni places his hand high above the karka, more than Gimel Tvochem, so then we say that in view of the fact that the hand and the goof of the oni are not in the same rishus, so it's not considered that the hand to be on the karka. Masha'inkin, if the oni puts the hand mamish on the karka, and then the balabais puts the loaf of bread in the oni's hand, so then the loaf of bread is resting where? On the karka. On the karka. So, and then the oni pulls it out, so he's eikeh the loaf of bread from the karka, because the loaf of bread was placed by the balabais into the oni's hand, and the oni's hand was lying on the karka within Gimut Vochem from the karka. But when he pulls it towards himself, so in effect he removes it from the karka of the bais into the Rishus Arabim, so he should be chayv. He should be chayv, yes.
But why is there a stira between the fact that the hand is in the avir of the Rishus Yochid and that the hand is connected to the guf which is on the ground of the Rishus Arabim? When do we say that
when a person stands with the load on his body and in his hand, so it's considered that everything stands on that spot where the feet stand, if it's everything is non-rishus. But if it's in two rishus, so mimele, then we don't say that the hand is standing, because you couldn't say, you see, if it's in the same rishus, so then you say that not only the feet stand in the rishus arabim, but the hand also stands in the rishus arabim. Just as you cannot separate the top of the feet or of the oni from the bottom of the feet. You know, it will not make sense. It will be ridiculous to say that when an oni stands with his feet on a certain spot in the rishus arabim, so only the bottom of the feet the touch, the Karkarishus Rabim, stand, rest in the, on the, on that spot. But the top, they don't, they're not in contact. Well, that would be nonsense. Why? Because the feet, the whole feet, all the whole feet, the whole feet stand on that spot. Not only the whole feet, the whole roof, and the hand too. And the hand too. And the load that, and the load that he has in his hand also stands on that spot. Mashein came, if the hand is in another shoes, so then you cannot say that the hand is also on that spot. It occupies space in another shoes. How can you say that it's resting on that spot in the Rishus Rabbi when it occupies space in the Rishus Hayochid, in the house? You see. That's right, yes. When you see the hand and the goof are in the same rishus, then you say that not only the feet rest on that spot where the feet stand, but the hands also, the whole goof stands. But if the hand is stretched out through a window into the house, so then it occupies space in the house. How can you say that the hand also rests on the spot where the feet stand when it occupies space in another rishus? You see,
someone else will take it out of that person's hand.
That's right, that's right. All right, so this is as he says. So, Ufir Girsezu, Efsher, Shiminiach Yode Bikarka, Vinosim Balabais, Leseichove, Itzi, Onechaye. If the Oni stretched out an empty hand and put it on the Karka, and then the Balabais put a loaf of bread in that hand, and then he pulled his hand, so then in effect, he is Eikir from the Karka Abais. So he should be chayev. He should be chayev. On that point, whether he's chayev or not, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rovi. So the Gemara daf tzadik beis or medale. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rovi. So in other words, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rovi whether aged yad shmei aged or aged yad is loy shmei aged. Is loy shmei aged. So Rovi says. Rove says, Aged Yad is loish meyaged. In other words, if someone is made Tziperis, Peris, Rishus Arabim, if someone, I stand in the Rishus Ayochim, and I made Tziperis, Rishus Arabim, according to Rove, he's high, because even though the Peres are still all good to the Rishus Hayochid, but Aged Yad lo Yishmeyaged. Abaye says that he's potter, Aged Yad Shmeyaged. So the Gemara has the Kashe, after the grace of Medalev, the Gemara has the Kashe, the seventh line, above the Mishneh, V'romed Rove Ad Rove, Yitma, ורומד אביי עד אביי ורומד רוב עד רוב עד איתמה המי ציפירס לשוס הרבים אביי הוא מביית חייב בכלי פוטה ורוב הוא מביית פוטה בכלי חייב איפך. So in other words, that Rove is the one who says ביד is חייב, and אביי is the one who says ביד is פוטה. So the Gemara says ביד חייב, how can Rove say that if someone stands in Rishus Hayochid and he stretches out his hand, then the spirits into the Rishus Arabim, so then is chayev aged yad lo ishmei aged. It's mefirish mishneh to the contrary. Vatnan poshet balabais es yodu lechutz vinot alon imiseicho oy shenos al miseicho vihichnis. So shneim is pturim, shneim pturim. So when the balabai, so we see that aged yad is shmei aged. So the Gemara gives the teretz hosom lemaylo migimu hochel lemate migimu. So in other words, when does Rove say that he is chayev if he puts out, here's the karka rishus harabi, I stand in the rishus hayochi, and this is the karka rishus harabi, and then I stretch out my hand and I lower my hand within gimul tvochim from the karka. So that means that in effect he put a hand on the karka of the Rishus Rabbi. So Rove says, Abaye says, even in such a case he is potter. Even though the peres happen to be resting on the karka of Rishus Rabbi, but aged yad ishmei aged, he's still potter. whatever the reason is, there is a machlekes rishonim. So Abaye says that even in this case, so he's potter. Aget yach me aget. But Rove says this case is chayev. Masheinkein in the case where it's lemailo megimul. If I stand the Rishayochit and I stretch out my hand, that has peres, and it's lemailo megimul from the karka shesarabim, so then it's a mishnah meforesh at the time potter. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ri in the pshat and the gemara. So Rashi says, "Hosom lemailo megimul." The mishnah that says. Poshet Balabais is on the Chuzot Alam Miseichos Nas Lasecha Veich Nishneim Pturim has reference to the case where the Balabais hand is stretched out above three Tvachim from the Karakar of Shesarabi. So then even Rove will be made that he's Potter. Vitaime, so Rashi says there, Vitaime Mishum Deloi Noch Viloi Mishum Agat Guf Viloi Mishum Agat Guf. So in other words, so it's Rashi Lishitose. So Rashi, it's Rashi Lishitose. Rashid here, Dav Gimel explains the Gemara on the basis. Why is Akiras Yodei lo yave Akiras Chayfetz? Because Yodei is Lunayach al Gabekalake. What does it mean Lunayach al Gabekalake? That doesn't mean that when a person stands with his feet on the Karake, and his hand and the feet being the same reshus, that only the feet stand on the Karake, the hand don't stand on the Karake. If it's in the same reshus, then everything stands on the Karake. It's not just the feet. But it means in this case where the hand, where the balabais stands in the Rishus Hayochid, and the hand is stretched out in the Rishus Arabi, we stand out in the Rishus Arabi, and the hand is stretched out more than three tvochim above the Karka Rishus Arabi. So Memele is not chayev. Why isn't it chayev? Because if there is no hanoch al gabi kark, mashein kein. Masheinkei, in the case where he puts down, he lowers his hand within Gimut Vochim from the Karke, so then he would be Chayev according to Abaye. But according to Rove, he would be Potter even if he lowers his hand within Gimut Vochim from the Karke. Why? Because of another aloche, of Agad Yad Shmeyagat. But Abaye holds Agad Yad is Loy Shmeyagat. This is how Rashi explains. Then Teisves, the Ri explains it, the Ri Miforesh, so Rashi says, Hosom Limailo Migimu Vitaime Mishum Deloi Noch, Viloi Mishum Agat Gufe. But the Ri says, the Ri Miforesh, Hosom Limailo Migimu Vislom Limeimal Dishme Agat, Kidoma Befirikame, the Yoda Bosal Gufe Gore, Hochelematemigimu, Dilav Shme Agat. So Rashi and the Ri are Lishitosi. Now, so this is when the Ritva says, when the Ritva says here, "Avol heiche, the gufei b'shusacher, ein yodei beiser shusacher kumenachas, ufigir sezu efsher sheiminiach yodei bikarke v'nosim balabayis liseicho v'hei tzioni chay." But according to him, according to whom would it be true? According to Rove, who says that Agat Guf lo yishmei Agat. But according to Abaye, he would be potter even in that case. So why does he say, "Ufigir sezu efshar sheminiach yodei bikarak v'nosim balabayis liseich v'hei tzioni chay"? So that's totally machlekes between Abaye and Rove. Between Abaye and Rove, only according to Rove it would be chayev. But according to Abaye, that Agat Guf yishmei Agat would be potter. The answer is, that's the reason as to why the Ritva uses the lotion Ufigir sezu efsher sheminiach yodei. Why efsher? It's not that the Ritva has a suffix, because that's tolu in another machlekes between Abaye and Rove, which deals with another question, whether aget guf shmeyaget or aget guf lo shmeyaget. But as far as this din that Gemara mentions here, Dav Gimel, that yodei l'nayach al gabi karke, so in the case where the oni puts it, Gimel Tvochim, from the karke, then there is no chisor mitzad yodei l'nayach al gabi karke. So, and in Ochname, according to Rove, he would be chayev. But according to Abaye, he would be potter because of a different reason, because of aget gufe. But as far as this din of the Gemara is concerned, so in a case where he puts the hand on the karke, And then the Balabais puts the loaf of bread into his hand that he's lying on the karak of the Bais, and then the Oni pulls back his hand. He should be chayev as far as the time of Yodeli Nayach is concerned, because in this case it is Nayach. So, and the Nochname, according to Rovi, is chayev. But according to Abaye, there is another prerequisite that there shouldn't be Agad Guf. So this is what the Ritva says. Then he says, Ufigir sesrach zal in Adomakein. Elo, afilu iniach yode bikara kapota. V'chivn di yode. So what's the term? What's the term of the Gemore? Because yode was a gufe goria. And the Gemore uses the losh of yode was a gufe goria. So memele, elo, afilu iniach yode bikara kapota. V'chivn di yode was a gufe kirire. Af kishinia bikara ke, eini kimeitzi mishus ayochid lishus rabi. Mi ula abaye disvirle the agit gufei shmei agit kedisa likamon bifere kamatznia is the agit b'dishamayim the agit gufei shmei agit kedisa likamon bifere kamatznia avol lirove deom arosom agit yodi lo ishmei agit kol lemato mishlei shachayet. So what is the Ritva saying? That since the Gemara uses here the losh, and my time yodi bosar gufei gori. So the Stam Loshen is mashma that it has reference to every case, even to the case where the Oni puts his hand poches begimu tvochim from the kark, and so he's still potter because of Aged Gufe, and according to Abaye it is like that. According to Rove, so he would be chayev. Why? Because Rove holds that when is aget gufei shmei aget, that aget gufei is loy shmei aget, but aget gufei is loy shmei aget, and but in the case where it's more than gimut vochem from the karke, then even Rove agrees. But the Ritva says, according to the Rars Girsay, in view of the fact that the Gemara uses the loshin yodei basa gufei greire Stam, so Memele, it's more in accord, so the Loshen Hagmore is more in accord with the Shite of Abaye than with the Shite of Rav. Because the Gemara doesn't say, my time, Limailo Megimu, so Yodei Bosagufek. The Gemara says, Yodei Bosagufek. So what's the Pashas Haloshen? The Pashas Haloshen is that even in the case of Poches Megimu Mekarake, it's still Yodei Bosagufek. So in other words, it's mashma, I mean it's not mevua beferush, that the Ritva, even though generally, so whenever there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, so they'll accept Yalkigam. So the aloche is like Rove, but in this machlekes there are some geshenim who pass like Abaye. Why should they pass like Abaye? So if they have the gears of the rach, and here, as the Ritva says, that the Loshin indicates my time yodei basagufei gorer. So even in case where the hand is placed within gimel tvochem from the karake, it's still basagufei gorer. So that means that this gemore, the Loshin hagemore is in accordance with the shite of Abaye. So mainly it's a raya that aloch is like Abaye, but Rove will be made vis-a-vis a yad that is lemailo migimu. All right. Now let's see the lotion of the Raj. Now. Oh. The Raj appeared like a senior was a goofy god. A loha got seen on your day. Lunaya, goofy naya. Pure shirt, Lunaya, Halkabi Kalk. Goofy naya, Halkabi Kalk. Vilka Havakir. Vintemarim Kinosum is Yodish Babaish, not to me say Hamai Hayev, Vobinakir, no Halkabi Mokino. Yishlim Ablom, Yodolinaihe, Elokishi, Medes Bishusaheres, Algabi Kalke, Vitin Havere Biode, Vehitsi Shehayev, Dileilo Mila Noha Bifniatsmo, Elo Bishusha Gufe Michom, Shehimunahasaka Gufe, Elifishe, so he says, Shehimunahasaka Gufe, Elifishe in Dalko. Lis nachas al gabi karke, komar ad gufu sheimit al gabi karke. Uleilom ayad nikrera sachal. So he doesn't mean just the feet and the goof. Rashi doesn't mean just the feet and the goof and the hand knot. Suppose, why do we say, you're supposed to say gufi karke? Because the person stands on his feet. on his feet. But suppose a person will stand on his hands, a person can stand on his hands too. So then we'll say that is Bosayodi Goria. But the usual way of a person is to stand on his feet. So we say, Yodi Bosagupi Goria. All right. ולילו מיד נקרא זכוף למען דומה בפרק המצניה דאגד יד שמי אגד וכים דאגד ביודי הוא אף על פי שניח יודי בעיקר כאין זו הנוכי וכדאמרינו לכמון גבי הוי הוקר על הסקופה שאף על פי שנוח על גבי קר כלא יחשבינו לכימונח משום דאגד ביודי הוא וליד נמי הוא הדין והטעם למען דומה רוסום אגד יד שמי אגד אלו מי הוא לרוב דומה רוסום בפרק המצניה דאגד יד לא ישמי אגד חייב כל שהיא סמוך על עיקר כפורס משלישו כדי איסוסום, אבל ברשו שהגוף שום יודי מנחסי לכול העלמי ואנסי סודן, so the hand is also considered to, if the goof and the hand are in the same rishus, so then not only the goof is considered to be resting on that spot where the feet stand, but the hand is also considered to be resting on that spot where the goof stand. ואנס לסייך ושנתו מסייך החייב וכן אם איתי נחברה אפילו ביודי ויוצא הוא וניה בשוסרה במחייב כאילו איתי נעל כסייפי והיינה דקוסף הוא דיודי בסע גוף וגרירה יסייר תהו דני יודי לנייך כאילו אימא משום דבסע גוף וגרירה. So this is how he explains Rashi, not as Teisve says, which is very very strange, that according to Rashi's Girse, so Teisve says according to Rashi's Girse mashma afil hu v'yodi mok mechot nosan lechaver lisich yodi v'heitzi ispot. I mean, that's inconceivable. If it's mokim echot, so then when the chavere puts a chifetz into his hand, so in effect he puts it on that spot where the feet of that person into his hand, the chifetz was placed, is astel. This is what he says. Now, v'yesh svarim de garse. And then he says, v'yesh svarim de garse. Iname, that's the third garse. So far, the Rashba mentioned two girses. Either Yodi Nayach, Gufi Nayach, Yodi Linayach, or Yodi Bosa Gufi Goya. And then there is a third girse. And that's the girse that Rashi referred to, which he rejected. Now it's both. The Gemara itself mentions both the Shemes. So in other words, Vilini Deimel Yodi, my time, Gufi Nayach, Yodi Linayach. Lishnachine, and that's part and parcel of the text of the Gemara. Lishnachine, Yodi Bosa Gufi Goya. So the question is, what's the pshat in that girse? V'yeish svorim di garse nami yodi bosa gufi kriri. U'mistabla afil eis svorim laf tre taime ninu. Elo do vidu chat taime salkan. Elo dhave chat taime bitarat el ishne. Kilei mavi ke man doma lo bahay lishne yochin shomu li kama meroye ninu. Vali rabiechen mamo bahay lishne maro bahay lishne. So the Rashba says that even if we are geris, both lishinis and the gemore, so it doesn't mean that there is an afkimina in dine. Each loshin is saying the same thing, but there was some Chachomim in the Bismedresh who formulated in these words, my time, Gufi Nayach, Yodli Nayach, and there were other Chachomim in the Bismedresh of the Chazal who formulated in the terms of my time, Yodli Bosa Gufi Goya, and the Gemara mentioned both formulations, but it's the same thing. That's a very strange pshat. This is what the Rashi says. Umidivre Rabbi Seinu Balateses, Umidivre Rabbi Seinu Balateses, and it appears from Rashi's Loshin that Rashi also held, like the Rashba, that those who are geiris, both lishenis in the text of the Gemara, so then the pshat is that way, that it's only different formulations, but the same thing. That's why Rashi says, lo yasin and yisheri, why should the Gemara mention two separate formulations when each formulation means the same thing? But then he says, Umidivra Rabbi Sinu Bala Teisvezal. I mean, that's not mentioned in our Teisvez, but that happens. So, Nira Dishtei Yonimin. So he mentions a certain Teisvez that had both Gyosot, both Lushenes, in the text, and that Teisvez said, no, it's not two separate formulations, but there is an Afkemine. Dishtei Yonimin. V'chein Pirish Rabbeinu Aravzal. I mean, he doesn't say which one, that's Rabbi Yehner, Rabbi Shlomo, no, the Ramban, he doesn't say who. V'yike b'naye, it's certainly not the Ramban. So it's either Rabbi Yehner or Rabbi Shlomo. V'yike b'naye, kigen she'itine chavere b'yodei, v'heitzi yode lechutz, v'zorak, liman doma yode lo'inayech, lo'y mechayev, do lo'yoka, wo man die Oma jodi bosa gufe kriere, habe akire. So, der Rabbi of the Rashbo says that both Lishenes are mentioned in the text of the Gemara, and the Chnei Yonim, it's not just two formulations, two separate in Yonim. So the first Loshen says that they emphasizes the fact that Yodolei Nayach al Gavikark. So in other words, so what's the Pshat in the first Loshen? Like Rashashite, like the Roshit, like the Roshit. In other words, when you change your position, you make an Akiras Haguf. So then, as long as a person was standing in one position, on one spot, so then, not only the feet and the goof and the hands, but even the load that he had on his goof or on his hands, so was standing on that spot. Then, when he changes the position, so he's a care from that spot and assumes a position, everything assumes a new position on the other spot, even the load. Machine cane, when he just stretches out his hand, so then we do not say that he changes his position. So there is no Akaras Chayfetz. That's the first Loshen. That's the Shita of Rashi, and that's the Shita of the Rosh. Then he says, Limando Amakidi. So what's that? Mineki Shitine Chavir Biyode. Veheitzi Yode Lechutz Vizorak. Suppose someone would, and this is, so he mentions the example that is mentioned by the Rosh according to the Kol Nisanel's Pshat. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that if, let's say, Ruvein will put a chayfetz on Shabbos in Shimon's hand, not that Shimon will pick it up from the karka of the bais, but Ruvein picks up a chayfetz from the karka, from the floor of the bais, and he puts it in Shimon's hand. Then Shimon stretches out his hand to the Rishus Rabbim through the window, and then he drops it on the street, on the ground of the street. So the Rosh says, as the Kol Nisanel understands the Rosh, I mean, which is obviously implicit in the Loshon of the Rosh, so that is Potter. Why is he Potter? Not because of lack of Anoche. There is Anoche. He drops it on the floor of the street, but because of the lack of Akir. Lack of Akir. So then the question is raised against the Rosh, but the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that Poshat Oni es Yodei Lifnim v'nos l'sefiyodei shel Abayis, or Poshat Balabayis es Yodei Lechutz v'nos l'sefiyodei shel Oni, so he's Chayev. So what difference does it make whether he puts it in the hand of the Oni or he drops it on the floor of the street? The answer is, the Rosh would say that when the Mishnah says Poshat Balabayis es Yodei Lechutz, the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where another person put it in the hand of the Balabayis and then the Oni, the Balabayis, stretched out his hand to outside and put it in the hand of the Oni. In such a case, Enoch Namu Babayis will be Potter, because there will be Anoche, but there will be no Akire. So, according to the Rosh, when the Mishnah says Poshat Balabayis es Yodei Lechutz, so it is reference to the case where the Babayis himself picked up, let's say, a certain chayfetz, let's say, a loaf of bread from a certain chayfetz. He picked it up into his hand, and then he stretched out his hand and put the same chayfet into the hand of the Oni. But if another person would put it into the hand of the Balabais, and then the Balabais would stretch out his hand and put the chayfet in the hand of the Oni, Yochanan will be potter, the Rosh will say. Now, so he says, the Rashba says, mentions the same example. V'ike b'naikin shitkin chavir b'yode. Ruvein put the chayfet into Shimon's hand, and then Shimon was made to Yodel Chutz. Vizorak, and then he dropped it on the floor in the Rishus Rabbim. Limando mayodoli nayech loy mechayev doloyoka, because there was no akire. Inasmuch as Shimon did not make an akiras chayfetz mamish, and he did not make an akiras gufei, he just made an akiras yad. So that means akiras yad lavka akiras chayfetz. So the element, the ingredient of Akiras Chayfetz is lacking. Then when he drops it, so there is anoche, so it's anoche without Akire. Uman doma yodi boso gufe kreire, have Akire. Mashein kein, according to Mandoma, according to the Girse. I mean, well, that's a losh. There's a losh. Yodi boso gufe kreire, so me mele, when Ruvein put a chayfetz into Shimon's hand, so then Shimon stretched out his hand, and then he dropped it on the floor. So there is no agat guf. Nah, there's no agat guf, so he's chayef. But according to the first lashon, that's like Rashi shite, the Rosh shite. So he will be poter because of a lack of akire. Because Yodel Inayach al-Gabi Karki. This is what he says. Now, so in other words, so according to the Rebbe of the Rashbo, so there are two lishenes in the Gemara, and the first lashon accords with the shita of Rashi in the Rosh, and the second lashon accords with the shita of the Rach. The Gemara itself, we have both lishenes. And then he says, Kashe, v'nimach v'beinai. The same kasha is raised by the Nisikelim against the Rosh. So what is the teretz? The obvious teretz that the Rosh will apply the case of Poshat Oni Yisod Lifnim, the bove of Poshat Oni Yisod Lifnim, to the case where the Oni himself picked it up, not when somebody else put it in his hand. So, this is what the Rebbe of the Rashba would say. The Rashba would say. All right, so we see, this is the Machlekes Yesheinim. Now, the Tesis Yesheinim says something very strange. Now, on this Tesis, no one Tesis says, Akiras Gufik, Akiras Chayfetz Dome, Akiras Chayfetz Dome, Nir Al-Ri, Tochename Motzalim Miboya Linyan Anochi, Kigen Sheheitzi Chayfetz Lishus Rabi, V'yomad Shom Lofush, the Omad Shom Lofush, the Nihal Gabi Karki, Mamma has Kufaka has Havitz won. So he says, this is Shining, the Rajbo Piresh, the Hanoche Pshitale, Vafil Hoche Boya Lakire, Kidipor Lekamon, Dilma Hanoche Loy Boye, Avalakire Boy, Avalakire Boy. So the Rajbo Shiti is, I mean, this is not the Rajbo of the Chedusha Rajbo, Rashlim Menaderes. This is probably the Rashbo of Reb Shimshon ben Avraham. So he says that there is no shaila in the Gemara about Hanoches Gufi. That the Gemara knew that Hanoches Gufi is Hanoches Chayfetz. But the Gemara, the whole shaila of the Gemara is vis-a-vis Akir. Now what's the, how can we understand it? So apparently we have to say, as Pshat in the Rashbo, now, it's not that the Gemara didn't know, that the Gemara didn't know whether Hanochas Gufei, whether Akiras Gufei or Hanochas Gufei is Ke Hanochas Chayfetz or Ke Akiras Chayfetz. That is certainly, the Gemara knew that when a person stands in one position, when a person stands in one position and then he changes his position, so it doesn't mean he only changes the position of his feet. Naturally, he changes the position of his feet and his goof, his hands, and all the load that he has in his on his goof and his hand. So, Memele, as far as Anochi is concerned, so if there is Anochas Gufei, so that means that everything is resting. But as far as Akira is concerned, so apparently the prerequisite is that the Akira should be made from the Karke Rishus Rabbi or from the Karke Rishus Ayochit. It has to be made, the Akira has to be made from the Karke Rishus Rabbi, the Karke Rishus Ayochit. From the Karke Rishus Rabbi, Karke Rishus Ayochit. So Mimele, that's in regard to Akira. So it's not just that there has to be an Akire from a Rishus Rabin. The Akire has to be made from the Karke Rishus Rabin. From the Karke Rishus Ayochit. As far as Anoche is concerned, there must be Anoche in the Rishus Rabin. There must be Anoche in the Rishus Ayochit. But there is no requirement that the Anoche has to be take place on the Karke Rishus Rabin. On the Karke Rishus Ayochit. As long, because Anoche marks the consummation of the act of Itzoye. So as long as there is Itzoye, so that means the Itzoye is consummated. So As long as there is a hanoche in the Rishus Rabim, hanoche in the Rishus Yochid, even if the Maisa hanoche does not take place on the Karka Rishus Rabim, he can still be chayev. Masheinke, in regard to Akire, so it's not enough that he is Eker from the Rishus Rabim. There has to be a Maisa Akire. A Maisa Akire from the Karka Rishus Rabim. As far as hanoche is concerned, as long as he is noch in the Rishus Rabim, the Rishus Yochid, so that means that the Itzoye is completed. So Mimele, the Gemara knew very well that when a person changes his position, he makes an Akiras Gufei. So then it's not just a change of position in regard to the feet. It's a change of position in regard to the feet, the goof, and the load, everything. But the Gemara didn't know as to whether when a person changes his position from one spot to another, does it mean that the Chifetz was nekar from that spot and placed on the other spot where he moved? So Memele, that's why the Gemara asked. So the Gemara said, no, Akiras Givekach, Akiras Chifetz, and Kemidome. So in other words, not only that when a person changes the position of his feet, so in effect changes the position of the Chifetz too. That the Gemara knew, but the Gemara said that when I stand and I hold a certain object in my hand, and then I change my position, so in effect I am eker from the spot where my feet stand, and into another spot. You see, that the Gemara didn't know. So in other words, the whole chiddush of Akiras Givikav, Akiras Chivetz Dome, is that when you change your position, you're not just AK or the Chifetz from one point to another. You could say, you see, if we say Akiras Gufei Lavki Akiras Chifetz, so then it would mean that when I have a Chifetz and I stand on this spot in the Rishus Rabim, then I make a mind goof, so that it means I change the position from here to here, when I stand there. No, so that then it wouldn't be chayev, because there has to be an akire from the karka Rishus Rabim. So this is what the Gemara tells us. Akiras Gufei, Akiras Chifetz, not just that I change my position. Of course it goes without saying that when a person changes his position, so he changes the position of the Chifetz too. In other words, let's say I was standing here, and I was holding the Chifetz. So the Chifetz had this position. Then when I place myself some other point, so it's another position. But then I wouldn't be chayev. I'm only chayev if I make the chayfetz. If I make the chayfetz from the character Rishus Rabim. So this is what the Gemara asked. Akiras Gufei, ki Akiras Chayfetz mim kemidome, hitine chavere ichlenu mashkin, veitzin lechutz. So Ruvain put a load of objects on the shoulders, let's say, of Shimon. And then Shimon started to walk. He changed his position. So do we say that when Shimon changed his position, so in effect removed that load from the spot where his feet were standing and he put it at another place or not? So that is what the Gemara is saying. Alright. Now the tasteless. How you tone echlin umashkin bege? Kishoma daftim omedes. Kishoma tlofush mishachashech. Ayre. Dibloya mad loy mechayev. Afal gav da akiras gufei ki akiras chayves dome. So, when does he say how you tone? Dabai. How you tone echlin umashkin. How you tone echlin umashkin. I mean the price. How you tone echlin umashkin bege? Veitzion lechutz. Mishachashech chayev. So it only has reference to the case where he was on Madlofish after Shkia, after it became night. So he stopped to rest and then he started to walk again. So Mimele Aire, Kishom Madlofush Mishashir Aire, the below your Madlo Mechayev, Aval Gav the Akiras Gufik Akiras Chivis Dome, we put Lakir Shino, because if he was not on Madlofush, even though he was omad mekatef masoyei, so then he wouldn't be mechuyev, even though akiras gufei is akiras chayvet damei. Why? Because in view of the fact that there was no amida lofush, but only an amida lekatef to fix his masse, so then the first akir is not bottle. Kedom lekam amfan hafeitz of mizoves lizoves, v'nim lechalein leitzion is poter, shelohi sakir of mishor isheino likach. So even if on Shabbos he starts the original akira is made with the intention of stopping in the house, of resting at the other corner of the house, and then he decides to go outside, so he's potter. Why? Because the first akira was not in Melachas Machsheves. Because when he made the first akira, so his kavone was to stop in the house itself. So it wasn't an akira of Melachas Machsheves. And then when he decides, in the midst of his walking in the house, so he decides to go outside, so there is a hanoche in the Rishus Rabbim without an akire of a melachas machsheves. Shelohi sakir b'shorish elikach. So memele, only in the case of omad lofush mishachasheicho. So memele, the first akire, which took place on Friday, became bottle. And then, on account of the aloche of akiras gubik, akiras chayfetz, so the last akire from the house, that is the akira hamechayavtoi. So, shloish akira shlikach lekach. Shloish akira mishloish lekach. V'nokat b'dei lashminon akira zgufik akira zchivus domei. Di'a v'nokatin atzmei mishachasheicho. V'yomad lofush lo yomash ma'amide. Da'afilu yakira v'anoch zgufei lo yava akira v'anoche chayev mishakira v'shem. This is what he's saying. All right, now. Omer Abaye. Pshiteli yodi shalodo meine lo yikir shus harabim v'lo yikir shus hayochid. Kirshus Arabim Lidamye Miyodi Dioni. Kirshus Ayochid Lidamye Miyodi Balabayit. This is Drash's Gears. So, Yodi Shalodom Einelui Kirshus Arabim Velui Kirshus Ayochid. So, what does it mean? Yodi Shalodom Einelui Kirshus Arabim. So, Rashi says, Pshitali. Mimasnitsin. Yodi Shalodom Apshutali Shusar Cheres. Einun is Rekes Achagufi Ligamre. Li is Kirshushu Einibo. Bein shiur rishus hayochid, bein shiur rishus harabim. So, kirshus harabim leidam ye. So, in other words, so when he say, when Abaye said, yodi shalom domeinu li kirshus harabim, it means, if the goof stands in the rishus harabim, if the goof stands in the rishus harabim, and his hand is stretched out in the rishus hayochid, so we do not consider it as if it is munach in the Rishus Rabbim, where the goof stands. How do we know? Mi yodik Rishus Rabbim lidam ye mi yodik yoni. Diktone mas nisim dikhinot obal bayis misei chopoter. Now, so the Mishnah says that when the oni stretches out his hands, with the... In the Rishus Rabbim, and the hand is stretched out in the Rishus Hayochid, so that the hand is considered as if it is resting in the Rishus Rabbim, so then when the Balabais takes out the Chayfet from the Onis hand, which occupies space in the house, in the Rishus Hayochid, but in effect, it should be considered as if he took it out from the Rishus Rabbim. And he makes a noche the shayochid, the rabbi should be chayev, and the mitzvah says, rabbi is potter. Uch, the shayochid leidam ye, the him should be rishus harabim. If the goof stands in the rishus hayochid, and he's stretched out into the rishus harabim, so it does not have a din of rishus hayochid. Yod the rabbi, the ktone not alone in the seichoi is potter. The chagd gil say is yodei, אמר רבי יודי של אודם אין יחשוב הקשוס היוח מי יודי דיוני הניסונו בחוץ. So in other words, the יודי של אודם is not חושב קשוס היוח מי יודי דיוני הניסונו בחוץ. So the Agoy says בשעת הגיר של ההפך, I don't know who put in the Agoy. If we damn it, you're in the Rabbis, so we just Rabbi is more.
But it's not the more. The Rashba mentions Rashi's verse, and then he is masik on Rashi's verse. Because according to Rashi, that Rashi says, Yodi Shaloni is the Kishus Rabbi, Kishus Rabbi Yidamim, Yodi Yoni. So what does it mean? That Kishus Rabbi Yidamim, if a person stands in the Rishus Rabbi, then he stretched out in the Rishus Ayochi. So he mentions the Rashi from the Mishneh, that he doesn't have a deal as resting in the Rishus Rabbi. So the Raya from the Mishneh, so he says, why, so the Rashba asks, why do we have to resort to a Raya? To a Raya from the Mishneh? I mean, how could there be even a deal with Al-Kedaitoch without any Mishneh? How could there even be with Al-Kedaitoch? That the good stands in the Rishus Rabbi, and the Raya is fleshed out in the Rishus Ayochi, within the Mechitzes of the Rishus Ayochi, that hand that is to occupy space, the Mechitzes of Rishus Ayochi, should have the if it rested in the Rishus Rabbi. Meir HaTeise. Here we see that Gemara says, Yodim Masagub Migore. In other words, Yodim Masagub Migore, that it's not even considered as resting in the Rishus Ayochi, in spite of the fact that it occupies space in the Rishus Ayochi. So that's because of the special Chiddush of Yodim Masagub Migore. But that it's not considered as resting in the Rishus Rabbi. That goes without saying. I mean, how could it be considered as resting in the Rishus Rabbi when we see it is occupied space in the Rishus Ayochi? So why do we have to resort to Raya from the Mishneh? So he adopts the deity of the Rach. So he says, Rach says, Yodi Shalodo Menechshuva Kershus Ayochi, Miyodi Dioni, Hamitsuna Bechut. So in other words, what does it mean? Yodi Hamitsuna Bechut. It means it's stretched out in me, but it comes out, it emanates, it originates from the chut. So we see, I mean, that's the halacha of the Rishus Rabbi. So Yodi Shel Odom, where the goof stands in the Rishus Rabbi, and it's stretched out in the Rishus Rabbi, so we do not consider it as resting in the Rishus Rabbi, in spite of the fact that we see it. It occupies space in the Rishus Ayochi. So then, it would be very logical to say that it's resting in the Rishus Ayochi, in spite of the fact that it's a place where Google has been going to rest. So, but we see from the meeting not like that. You're the only one who's the food. So this is the Rajput here. I mean, this is the Rajput here. Boy, Abai, you're the same mouth that you're also you can do Rabbonon. You have to really get better. So the bias of the moment is whether it has a deal with him. Whether the Chachomim talks in this, La Dura Legabei Yom. So Teisve says, now it's a figure of choice. We have to track in his gear, as he says to him. Hoyu v'yischel bo b'yis. But Teisve says, here we read the Goras, me as true. V'loi Goras, me as true. Do we come on be some of the days, we'll have to come on as Damiye, and we're going on the other side of our So even though we say Lavji Kamala Daniel, so still we can start with Tzotzal Arzio. So that implies that according to the alternative that it is Kamala, so then we don't have to resolve it. So because of that, it says that the right gear is the two. So in other words, there is one alternative that without Tzotzal Arzio, so he should not be allowed to pull back the hand. Because with the Rabbonon, it has a din of a kamelet. It has a din of a kamelet if the person stands in the Rishus Ayochi and stretches out his hand that contains a certain object into the Rishus Rabbi. So in that position, in that state, the hand that occupies space in the Rishus Rabbi, but it's not resting in the Rishus Rabbi. Because it's not resting in the Rabbi because you're going to be able to count it, or because it was a good figure, whatever the reason is. So it's not resting in the Rishus Rabbi, but it should be considered as a calmness. So maybe if it's considered as a calmness, he's not allowed to pull it back, because then he'll be moving from a calmness into a Rishus Ayochi. Now, so from this Gemara, so I mentioned it before, so the thing that Chiluch Rishuyis by itself is not okay. Because if we say that Chiluch Rishuyis by itself is okay, so even without the special halacha that you did to Adam in the Kamele. So you should not be allowed to pull back the hand because he's not right. And this is the payment happens to be worse in the Israel. It's not right. What it happens to be. Then when they pull them back, so he's not with the receipt of the payment. So instead of being present in the Israel, I mean in the Israel, so then it will be present in the Rishis HaYochid. So it's not with the Shuid, and that he says it doesn't matter. So why do we have to go to Carmelites? So he said, I hear that he's according to the Rivo. That the Rivo says that the truth of the Shuid is the most serious the Rabbanon. This is in Lochem the Rabbanon. But it's only when the Chiluk Shuid is coupled with either Rashir or Anochem. And then the Chachomim Asadet, and then the Chachomim declared that it's the Melachim Rabbanon. Much ain't they, when you have a few of the Jewish, I'm coupled with either Akir or Anochet, then it's not in Mosel, in the Rabbanon. It's not in Mosel, in the Rabbanon. But, I believe, maybe because of its special Takone of Carmelet, so again, even if, so, if there is its special Takone to the Dignity of Carmelet, So the machlekes between Rashi and Tzitzit, where the death of Kone of Carmelet is based upon Snaz, or it's not based upon Snaz. But it's definitely a special Takone. It's not just the Nisra Rabbanon of Chiluk Tzitzit. Why not? Because Chiluk Tzitzit is in a quality of Ivo. Chiluk Tzitzit without either Akira or Anoche is not even more than Rabbanon. But the Shaili, maybe because of its special Nisra Rabbanon, that it's Tzitzit Carmelet, or because of it's not. Now, the Tzitzit says, Nir le vidi goras mir tru, aber ich goras mir tru. De le kamen bis zum Wochen mit dem Lachi kamen da mir. Am rin und die Ostel azir mit dem Tag. Die Demo hat dort tru mit kamen, na mir habe ich noch. So na doe, so then we can begin as it as we did. But the Gemara had an alternative. Maybe it is the Tamale, which is itself based upon Knaas, and then the Gemara says that it is not the Tamale. But if it is, if it is Mishachatei Chos, then it is a Knaas. So how do we explain it? So that way, if Demo Hodo of Duke Kamele, it's not a Knaas. In Aftimine, the author of the Deyech, Oyvi Bidyeh. Oyvi Bidyeh. In other words, so even according to alternatives that it has been given of a Kamele, so it's still based upon Knaas. But when the Gemara says that he does not have any of the Carmelites, and still Mr. Hakecho is not there, so then it's more of Knaas. So in other words, so there are two types of Knaas. There is one type of Knaas that is only applicable to a case of Mr. Hakecho. And there is another type of Knaas that is applicable even Bishkegeit and even Bidyeh. So we have to understand, so what's the difference between this Knaas and that Knaas? Between this Knaas and that Knaas. Now, so if we say, according to the alternative, that the Chachomim need a Takone, that Yodish Elodom, that is Peter is another Bishus, so every Din of Itamale, so then it means, so too, Knaas, it's based upon Knaas, but then Knaas, according to the alternative, that Yodish Elodom, that is cuter than other Jews, is a Carmelite, so it's the Tam is Knaas. So the Tam is in the background of the Takone. But the Knaas is not the essence of the Takone itself. It's only a Tam. The Knaas is only in the background of the Takone. It's only a Tam of the Takone. But as far as the essence of the Takone itself is concerned, it's the Halacha, it has the status of a Carmelite. It has the status of a Carmelite. It is status of a Carmelite. So in other words, why were the Chachomim misakel that the Yodish Elodom, when the person stands in the Rishus HaYochid and he stretches out his hand into the Rishus HaRabi, so and there is Peres in the hand, so Memele, so but the Peres are not noch in the Rishus HaRabi. Either because you're doing Nayach or Darikarake or you're the Batavuke Goyer. So it's not Noch. But, so it's not Noch in the Rishus HaRabim. But the Chachomim were Misakei that this hand in that position, so has a status of a Carmelite. So if this hand has a status of a Carmelite, so in the Carmelite, it is Noch. Ich snap noch in the kargarische Zerabe mit snap noch. But in that hand that is stretched out in the avir of the Zerabe. So it is not. It's not noch in the Ritus Arabin, but that hand that is stretched out in the avir of the Ritus Arabin is a separate reshus. It's a karmeles. It's a karmeles. So in other words, so that hand has the same status like, let's say, an amud that is morten gimel and that is stand in the Ritus Arabin. So what kind of a status does it have? If the chifetz will fall on that. So, and if it is Dalet al Dalet, it is more, if it is more than Gimel to high, and it's Dalet al Dalet, so then it is a status of a Carmelist. So, this hand in itself that originates from the Rishus HaYochid, that is stretched out from the Rishus HaYochid, and it occupies space in this shape, in the Rishus HaRabin, in the Avir of the Rishus HaRabin, has a being of a Carmelist. So, Mimele, the parent are certainly resting in the Carmelis. So Mimele, when he pulls the bed, so he's Eikea, Mimokim Noch, from the Carmelis into the Zayochit. So Mimele, what is there will he behave there? He'll behave the eat there. Not his special knas, not in the eat there. So it will be the general Isa de Rabbanon of Eikea, Mimokim Noch, the Carmelis into the Zayochit. But so if we take a Carmelis Danye, so then the Knas is only in the background. The Knas is the Tam. But the Knas is not the essence of the Isar. The essence of the Isar is Carmelis. It has a new status. It's Carmelis. So Memele, it's like a Nomut that is Govoya Dalet, and there has Dalet al Dalet, and then let's say, and then the needle on that Nomut. And suppose a person will stretch out his hand through the window, and he'll take that needle that was lying, and that omud that is dalet, that is morten gimel, for him high, and it's dalet al dalet, and will pull it to himself. So he'll be made see me carmeles, lishus ayochid. Let's say, you know, sometimes you have in the street, you have benches. And the benches to sit upon. So the benches are dalet al dalet. And the benches are morten gimel tvachim high. Suppose there is such a bench in the street on the sidewalk. And then there is a certain chayfetz. And then you open the window and you take out a certain chayfetz from the house through the window and you put it on that bench. The bench stands in the street. Now, since it's Govea Gimel, and it's Dalet al Dalet, so it has a step into the Carmelis. Suppose you put a chifetz through the window upon that bench, you'll be there an Isar. What is a Rabbono Beivea? You'll be there an Isar Rabbono of Meitzim Yeshua Yochi, the Carmelis. So here, the Chachomim declared that this hand in which the pears are contained, So has the status of the Carmelis. So that means in that hand it is not. So when he pulls it back, he makes an akira from a Carmelis. He makes it not. So he's even the Isar of Meitzim, the Carmelis, which is Ayok. So even though the Tam is the why it has the status of the Carmelis, is Knas. So the Knas is only in the background. But it's not the essence of the Isar. But when the Gemara says in one motion, in order to reconcile the two prices, so the Gemara says that Kamish Hasheichol, Kamish Beit Yain, so that means the Gemara is saying that he does not have a status of a Carmelis. But if it's Hasheichol, then it's also to pull back because of a new Yitzhak, not the general Yitzhak of the Rabbonon of Meitzim Carmelis. This is what the Gemara is saying. Mikon Sur Rabbon Adol Gabriel Leitot, Mahoitze Yodim Leim Leim Peris, Veitzir Lechutz, tone khode os la azir tone ino muto la azir mai la bok mi fige ma so va ki kaum es dami u ma so va la afki kaum es dami so di mora says loy di kul al me ki kaum es dami vi loy kashe kan li ma to ma to ho kan li ma ilo ma so so in other words kul al me ki kaum es dami so the price that says os la azir why is os la azir because it has a study of the Talmud. So the Talmud is the why the Chachomim declared it as a Carmelis is because of a Knas. But the knas is not the essence of the isa. But why does one write to say a mutalazir? That is when the Chachamim declare it as a kamales, when the hand is stretched out in the avir of the Rosh Hashanah. But when the hand is stretched out, lemaila miyudin the Rosh Hashanah. So then it's stretched out. The hand is really stretched out in the mokipdu, because avir lemaila miyud is in mokipdu. Then the Chachamim didn't declare it as a kamales. Some mele, it's mutalazir. It's mutalazir. I don't want to go further in the Gemara because that will involve me in a very long time. All right. Now, next time, I would like to go over the Gemara up to Poshat Ohani Yesyodin. Just by the first lotion. Now, the Abaye was as to whether Yodesh Al Odom, if a person stands in the Rishta Yochid and stretches out his hand, that is Leia Pere, into the Rishta Rabin, whether he's allowed to pull it back or not. Maushit Asik Kamlis. So, Toshma, Hoysa Yodei, Leia Pere is Vitzir Lechut, Stone Chode Osa Larzir, Vitonidach Mudach Larzir. My love welcome me for the mass of a kikamal is done, the mass of a lav kikamal is done. So at the very outset, the Gemara's shaila was whether it has a din of kamal or not. So either it's on the basis of knas or not on the basis of knas. And even according to the Shittas of Rishayim, the second Loshin Tesis, that it's on the basis of Knas, but at the very outset, the Knas is only a tab. It doesn't constitute the essence of the Isa. So, the Gemara wanted to be patient, because there are two prices. One price says, the other price says, Mutal Arzio. My love, how come we forget? The Marsova Kikamel is Damye, who Marsova Lav Kikamel is Damye. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the kula alme ki kamel es damye, v'loi kashi, kan li mato masoro, kan li mailo masoro." So in other words, it is ki kamel es. So when is it ki kamel es? If it's in the avir of Rishus HaRabim. So even though it doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim, but still, because it's all good to the Rishus HaYochi, the goof stands in the Rishus HaYochi, so it doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabi, because it's all good, or because it's not Nochal Gavikarki, whatever the reason is, but the Chachomim declared that it has a din of a Karmeles. So that position has a din of a Karmeles. So Mimele, if that position has a din of a Karmeles, so in that position it's Noch. So Mimele, it's also to pull back on the score of the Yisr, of the general Yisr Rabbanon, of Meitzi Mikarmeles Lishus Ayochi. Vashein Kein, if he stretched it out, Lemailo Miyud Tvochim. So then it's a Mokim Ptur. So certainly does not have a Din of the Karmeles, it's a Mokim Ptur. So then it's Mutal Arzio. Alright, that's the first act. Viboye Seine. So according to the first Loshon of the Gemara, the Chachomim declared it as a Karmeles. The yad of a person who stands in the Rishus HaYochid and is stretched out in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so he has a din of a kamelis. So Memele is not allowed to pull it back because of the isa, the rabbonon of meitzi mi kamelis Rishus HaYochid. We boye say me, ide vi ide li matemaso. Both vices deal with the case where the hand is stretched out li matemaso in the Rishus in the avir Rishus HaRabim. We love, oh. So then it's a raya from these prices that he doesn't have a din of the Karmelis. We love the Karmelis, Daniel. We love the Kashi. Kam mi beidyeim, kam mi shechasheicho. Mi beidyeim loy konsu rabonon. Mi shechasheicho konsu rabonon. So, in other words, so according to the second lotion of the Gemara, so yodei shalodom, Chapshutol Yoshus HaRabim does not have a status of a Karmeles. So Mimele, if he stretched it out a minute before Shkiyeh,
So then he was not even a Nisea. So Mimele, it's there is no Knas. And if it had the Din of Ikamales, he would be also out to pull it back anyway. Because he would be Meitzi, because by the time he pulls it back, it's already after Shkia. So he would be, by pulling back his end, he would be Eivir and Iser of Meitzi Mikamales Lishusayochit. But, Lavki Kaomes Damye. So then, there is no Iser in pulling back. There is no Iser in pulling back. But, Mishach Hasheicho, it's still Osea because of the Knas. Because he tried to be meitzim l'shus hayochid l'shus harabim, so because of the knas, so the chachomim asked him to pull it back, even though it doesn't involve any isar itzoye, not even mid rabo. So mishchashecho b'diem likonsur rabo, mishchashecho konsur rabo. Now let's see the Rashi. Boya bai. Hash the chazin lab was a goofy shadin lo. Li yichuve mid raise. Al mi yiflik the shuse. Mi achmer alo rabono li meve kamales. Te yiche de heishit yodim li yole shus acheres. Lo yarzirenu etzlei. U teikach pshuto ad she teachshach. Dichiv ni lab bus a goofy kirire. Nasis lo rishus acheres mid rabonon. Dikos rishus mid ivreyem. Li shabe shos la hachnis ul heitzi mimenu shayoch li shrabin u shmei kamles kitanye bifiokin dal trishuis li shabe kamles lo shiyare vi kamele shein lo yilch tomi le rabin ve lo tashmish rishu sayoch mi konsu hoy li hischu babis li mato mi yut rishu sarabim u konsu rabonon vi shavio kamles de lo yile het to et so in other words so rashi shite is like the second washing thesis that Even according to the Abaye of the Gemara, in the alternative, that it's Kamales, it's still based upon Knas. But Knas, in the Abaye, Knas is only in the background, is the Tan. But in the Gufo Yisea, it's not Knas, it's a Kamales. Vishen Kamales, the Mailum Yuda Avi Mokim Ptu, Kiditnam Azirik, Azirik Daldamis Bekesel, the Mailum Yitwachim Kizirik Vavi, Upoter, the Havarish Sarabi, the Mailum Yud, Hil Kahli Konsu, the Lavi Surod. Viboy say me either we the limatem yutwachin, the lafi kalmis damye, limeverishus latzman, because if it would be ever din of the kamles, it would be also and the general is a rabbonon of meitzim kamles yisayoch. Kam mibedei, so the price that says that it's muta to pull back, mibedei mushitom bedei, marziro mishetechshach, the lafrishus latzman you, elo, bosa, good figure, kam mishetechshach, the price that says it's also to pull back. So this is what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says Kashe. The Gemara says Kashe. Adrad. If Remistab. Why do you say that the Braise that says that it's Muter has reference to the case where he stretched out his hand mibidye, and the braise that says that it's osea has reference to the case where he stretched out his hand michasheiko ad rabif remistab mibidye imdi shodre. You could say just the reverse, that the braise that says that it is mute, that it is osa to pull back, has reference to the case where he stretched it out mibidye. And the braise that says that mutza to pull it back has reference to the case where he stretched it out. What's the logic? If from istabri, mi beidyim di shodalei losol dechi of chatos. So where he stretches out mi beidyim, so even if he will throw it down on the ground of the rishus arabi, so he still will not be even istad raise, because one part of the meloche, the akira was done mibidyei. So mimele, there is no reason as to why we should be matter him. We should be matter him to pull back. Mishachasheicho di shodalei. Osebuli dechiyuf chatos loy likneres rabono.
Mashenke, Mishachasheiro. So then, there is a reason as to why you should penalize him. Because after all, he was mischaving to do an Avere on Shabbos. But there is even a better reason as to why you should be mattering in order to prevent the consummation of a Meloche Dereis. Or Mishachasheiro, the Yishon Aleyosim Elechi of Chatos, Loiliknis Rabbon, Umelik Mashin and Hochet. Since, so the Makshin is saying to the Tarzan, since you don't say it, or since the Nebi Samedresh don't say it, as Tesis points out, so it's a raya that the Nebi Samedresh or you Tarzan, you take it for granted that we are not matir something in order to prevent a certain Nisad Reis. That's no reason as to why we should be matir something something that otherwise should be osa, if for the purpose of preventing an Israel Reis. That's no reason. Because if there is such a concept that we should be matir an Israel Rabbon, something that otherwise would involve an Israel Rabbon, we should be matter it in order to prevent the consummation of an Israel Reis. So then the Bnei Bisamedresh or you Tarzan should say just in the reverse, that the Braise that says that it's also Laharzia has reference to the case of Ambigay, but and the Braise that says that Muta Laharzia, you're allowed to pull back, has reference to the case. Why don't you say that? Why don't the Bnei Bisamedresh say that? Apparently, that there is no such halacha that we should be matia, and otherwise isam d'rabbanon, something that otherwise should be osam d'rabbanon, in order to be meneya and isam d'rais. That now. So umikashin roche tip shei d'rabbi be'barabai, the boy rabbi be'barabai, but that child was raised by rabbi. He bikpas bitanu, he tiro l'leodeso. So suppose someone put the dough in the oven on Shabbos, Mishach Hasheich. Now, in order to be Mechuyev, so it must be baked to such an extent that it's Kom Uponel. So there is an Isad Rabbonon to be Reide Apas. Reide Apas means to remove the dough, the dough from the oven. So that is Osam Rabbonon. So the question is, if he put it mishachasheich, but let's say in order to become upanero, so it takes, let's say, 20 minutes, and now it has been in the oven only 50 minutes. So Rav Bibe raised the shaila as to whether he's allowed to be waited the pass after 50 minutes before it will become upanero. So thereby he will be mineya a meloche deraise. Or not. So tifshe de lo yitiru, because if the halacha is that itiru, so here the Nebi Samedresh or you Tarzan should say that they just in the reverse, that the Braise that says Oso Laharzia has reference to the case of Mbediyim, and the Braise that says Muta Laharzia has reference to the case of Mishach Hasheich. So the Gemara here. There are several lashons. So one lashon of the Gemara is holy kashi v'tifshit. So in other words, so that's a raya that when the Tarzan gave, when the Tarzan mentioned that kan Mishach Hasheicho kan mish b'dayim, that Mishach Hasheicho itzoser and b'dayim itzmuter. So it's a raya from this that he holds, or it's a raya from the Nebi Samedresh that lo yitiru leliodeiso kedem sheyoveli dechiyuf chatos. In other words, the fact that by doing something that otherwise would involve an Isad Rabbonon, you would be meneya an Isad Raise, that's no basis for being matter something that otherwise would involve an Isra Rabba. That's the first Lashon. So according to the first Lashon, it's lo yitiru hibik pas bitano, so lo yitiru lo yodeiso kidim shiyol dechir v'chatos. V'boi say me, now here it becomes very complicated. V'boi say me, lei lom lo yitifsheit. Now that's the girse that we have in our text. Lei lom lo yitifsheit. V'loi kashye kam b'sheigi kam b'meizi b'sheigi kli konsu rabonon b'meizi konsu rabonon. Now let's see the Rashi. Mi beit yein di shol alei kelima hei chedri shito mi beit yein shim tasrenu l'arziro v'yashlech mi yodei achifetz kid l'hokil tirche lo ose lidei chiyuv lo ose lidei chiyuv Chatos le'ar akira b'shabos el ha'anoch le'chudei, because the akira was done Friday. V'isure d'rabonon u'di'ike di'oso miktsoso u'chtan shneim p'turim av'asurin konsu rabonon shelo yarzirenu avol heichadi ishito avol heichadi ishito. So Rashi is marich here. Why is Rashi marich here? It's not the derech of Rashi to be marich, but apparently Rashi was bothered by a certain kashi. How does the Machshin say, why don't you give the teretz in the reverse? That mibidyein di yishod alei los lechi yufchatos likzit rabonon. So the question is, what kind of a knas can there be? Knas means it's a penalty for doing something that is awesome. Let it be awesome at rabonon. Something awesome. But if he stretched out his hand on Friday, so it was Beheta Gomo. The answer is, but his kavone was, he stretched out his hand on Friday, it was so close to Shkia, that he knew that it will, that by the time when he'll consummate the Meloche, so it will be already be after Shkia. So Mimele, it involves an Israel Rabbonon Chalapoches, not the whole Meloche, but an Israel Rabbonon of Tzars Meloche, of Anoche without Akire, so Mimele Chayach to counsel him. This is what Rashi says. Yes, what?
Rashi hold There is no hecha from this Rashi,
but one thing is clear. One thing is clear, in the case where Akira was, did take place, even though the Akira took place mibeidyein, so it's not in Melechas Yisea, so then Hanoche is also Rabbanon. And it's mistaber that just as Hanoche is also, even where the Akira took place on Friday, so even if no Akira took place, Hanoche by itself should be also.
According to Rashi,
we asked the Kashi about the Rivo and the Rabbeis of Rashi. So that Chiluf Rishuis is the most basic the Rabbanon. So why does the Gemara have to resort to Suki Kalmeles? Let it be also on the score of Chiluf Rishuis. So it's a raya that Chiluf Rishuis by itself, uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche, is not Osa. But Anoche by itself could be Osa, even without Akira. All right. Avo visur and visir rabbonon u dike de oso miktsoso u chidital dike de oso miktsoso u chidman shneim turim ala suri konsu rabbonon shul yarzireno avo heiche di yishuta mishchashecho di yishuta miyodo al diknas she teasrenu larziro nimtso mischayif chatoso tu. From the point of view of knas, there is more of a reason to counsel him, to penalize him mishchashecho ten bidyei, but there is another reason as to why we should refrain from penalizing him in order to be Mineya, the consummation of an Israel Reis. Is Avol Nimzo Mischaif Chatos im Sheigu, the Ovid Leakir of Anochel, the Kansur Abon, the Mutef Shalom Nikneseno, Mishen Nikrem Lovel, the Chil Shabbos, the Reise, Umlechaishes Loche, Tivshet Bayed Rabbibe, the Minu Chachom Lamid Evrein, Nechshashem, Yamid Odom, Vyashe Isachom. All right. Hid Big Paz Vitano, the Shabbos Mishaik, the Niska Shu Shabbos Kinim Shetofe, the Kaimel on the Ardias Apas, Shvusi, Shihochma Vinimloche, Hitirolo Yeseisa Midivre, Vyodeno Kedem Sheteof, Vyishayev Mishumeife, Shuav Miloche, Oiloitiro Yodeiso, Uloitio Miratan.
בשייגי קוי קנסיו רבנו. ודרבי בלוי טיפשט מאוח. So Rashi's girse is, Rashi's girse is that we are geiris. We boy say meloy lom loy tifshit. Not like the Ri who says loy gasino loy lom loy tifshit. So Rashi's girse is loy tifshit. We boy say me. So the second lotion here in the Gemara is that loy lom loy tifshit. Loy li seva loy leheter. But why couldn't we be patient? From according to this lotion of the Gemara, Rabbi Besabaye. After all, the Gemara in the second lotion here says, "Can be shaking, can be mazid." So the price that says that it's mutal harzir has reference to a case of shaking, to a case of shaking. Now, so we should be able to be patient that where hidrik pass bitano b'shaking. B'sheigeik, so it's tirul l'deiso, just as here we say that it's mutal harzia. So why does the Gemara say in the second lotion here leilom loitivshei? So Rashi explains. So the hydri consider b'sheigeik. The reason is why we can, according to the second lotion here, so we cannot be patient. We cannot be patient, Rabbi Besabaye, that it tirul l'deiso. So it's because, no, we could say that in the case of it big pass b'shege b'tano, so it's loy tirul l'deiso, because the fact that by that through ridiye he'll be mineya a meloche deraise b'shege, so that's no reason to be matter him to be ever an Yisrael Rabbanon, and ridiye is a pass is an Yisrael Rabbanon. Not on the basis, without recourse to knas, it's an Yisrael Rabbanon. Mashein can hear, so here, if not for knas, there is no Isa. Because here we are also assuming that Yod Yishal Odom, Hapshutol Yishus Rabim, Yodom Leyeperes, Hapshutol Yishus Rabim, does not have a status of a Carmelist. So there is no Isa to pull back. What kind of an Isa is it? It's not noch in any rishus. It's not noch in the rishus ayochid. It's not noch in the rishus arabim. It's not noch in any rishus. So memele, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. Because he's, when is there an Yisrael Rabbanon? When he's meitzi mimokim noch. But here, he's not meitzi mimokim noch. As the hand is stretched out in the rishus, the other rishus arabim, so it's not noch in the rishus arabim. So memele, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. But there could be an Yisrael Rabbanon on the basis of knas, because he was mischaving to do an Yisrael on the basis of knas. So mimele, since he did it b'shegeik, not b'mezid, so the Chachomim didn't counsel him, they didn't penalize him. Mashenk in the case of Idrik Pas b'shegeik b'tano, so then there, without recourse to knas, there is an Yisrael Rabbanon of Ridiye Zapas. So there, the Chachomim might not be matia. The Chachomim did not give him a dispensation on the Yisrael Rabbanon of Ridiye Zapas for the purpose of being Minea and Meloch HaDerais. This is what Rashi says. So according to the second motion of the Gemara, that the Braise that says that Mutal Arzire has reference to the case of Shegeik, so we cannot be patient, Rabbi Besabaye, in connection with Idrik Paz Bitano B'Shegeik. So we can say that in the case of Idrik Paz Bitano B'Shegeik, so also earlier this is a pass. Why? Because there is an Isar Rabbonon, and he says, the Lashon of Rashi says, so it's a real shvus. So the Chachomim refused to give him a dispensation an Isa shvus for the purpose of preventing an Israel Reis.
They refused. Mashing in the case of Eitzi Yodim Leopeires. So then, the Chachomim are not making any dispensation on any Issam Rabbanon. There is no Issam Rabbanon. But there is a reason as to why the Chachomim on the basis of Iknas should make a new Issam. So since this Knas would be at the expense of an Issa, the Rai says to the Chachomim, do not make a new Knas. You see, that's what this, so mainly we cannot be patient Rav Vives Abai. Now then, but then there is another problem. But according to the second version of the Gemara, so the Braisa that says Osala Zero has reference to the case of Heishit Yodim Leo Peire is amazing. So shouldn't we be patient that from this, that just as the Chachomi asked him to pull back and they were not worried about the possibility that if he's told to keep his hand the whole day, so he'll drop it on the ground of the Rishus Arabim. So that means that in the case of Hidvik Paz Bitano Bimezit, so also in your days, we cannot be patient that either. Why? Ulisa Namele Tivshi, Midikonsa Bimezit, Dihosom Lekelimei Chash, Dilmelishdinu, She Yishayev Mises Besden, Aval Hochei Kansinale Milio Days, Al Kochoch Yishayev Mises Besden. So Rashi says that over there, that no, we cannot be patient. We can say that in the case of it pass bitano bimezi, so hitiru lechachomim liodesei kideishel yoveli disaskila. So the chachomim go so far even as to make a dispensation on the isad rabbonon and the shvus of Ridi Yisapas, in order to prevent it, a sure Issa de Raisa. So the Mashainkin in this case, it's not a sure Issa de Raisa. Because if he wants to bring a little sacrifice and just to keep his hand for the duration of the Shabbos, so he will not be even Issa de Raisa. He wants to be comfortable. He doesn't want to be subjected to a state of discomfort and inconvenience. So because of that, so the Chachomim are not ready to be matter him Isurim. Not only they're not ready to be matter him and Isaiah that he is a real Shavuos, but they're not even ready to refrain from counseling him. You see. Because it's actually Kaim Shneyem. The Chachomim can meet out that Knas, and he does not have to consummate a Melacha D'Oraisa. He just should keep his hand for the duration of Shabbos. This is what Rashi says. Now, and Rashi is Geiris, V'boi Seime Leilu Moloi Tivshi. Then the Gemara says, V'boi Seime, either V'ide B'Sheik. Both prices have reference to Sheik. V'hoche B'Konsu Sheik, got to Mezit, got me Flige. Marsova Konsu Sheik, got to Mezit. O Marsova L'Konsu Sheik, got to Mezit. So whereas, in the last Loshin, so Rashi was a big Marich. So we know exactly how Rashi explains the last Loshin. In this Loshin, Rashi doesn't say anything. But the Rishenim, especially the Ram, he explains Rashi. So the Ram says, he says that according to Rashi, in the third Loshin, so we have three Rishenis. So one Loshin is only Kashi Litivshet, and the second Loshin is Viboy Seime Leilam Loitivshet, Loikashi Kamshet Mezik, and now the third Loshin, Viboy Seime, either Vide Bishet. So Marsova comes to Sheik or to Mazik, or Marsova comes to Sheik or to Mazik. So, in other words, so the Ram explains the Rashi that according to Rashi, now the third Loshon of the Gemara is saying, that in the case of Mazik, it is always also has. Beim Vidyei, Beim Shechashech. Rashi doesn't say anything on this. But this is how the Ram explains the Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, of the third Lashon. Either we either be shaking. And how is it b'meizi? So b'meizi, according to the third lashon, according to Rashi's pshat, so b'meizi, so bein mishachasheicho, bein mibeidiri, so it's also a harz. It's also a harz. It's also a harz, yeah. And it's also a harz here, b'meizi, even mishachasheicho. But we couldn't be patient. We couldn't be patient. The Abaye of Rabibe. For the same reason. Why couldn't we be patient? Because in the Abaye of in the case of Rav Bibe, so if we are not matter him, so he'll certainly consummate a Meloch HaDeraiseh. Mashenkin here, he doesn't have to consummate a Meloch HaDeraiseh. If he really wants, he can keep his hand that way for the duration of Shabbos. But the two prices have reference to Ishegek, and there is a machlekes. Definitely, according to that lashon, there is a machlekes between the two prices. So one price says konsu sheyikot amazit, and the other price says loy konsu sheyikot amazit. And we have to resort to a knas, because without knas, so the it wouldn't be osel harza. All right, we boy say me leilam loy konsu sheyikot amazit.